Let's rise up on our feet, please.
As you close your eyes and raise up our two hands to the Lord and pray for ourselves in this song. Holy Spirit, be my comforter. Holy Spirit, take control. Hallelujah.
strength and for each new day.
Possibility,
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 possibility, possibility,
possibility, raise your right hand to the heavenlies, beloved. Oh, thou that troubled the Israel of my destiny, the God of Elijah shall trouble you today. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thou that troubled the Israel of my destiny, the God of Elijah shall trouble you today. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The God of Elijah shall trouble you today. Amen. We are able to go up and take that country, to possess our land from Jordan to the sea. Though the giants may be on our way to hinder, God will surely give us victory. Let's move on to the right. Yes, move on to the righteous side. Hallelujah, brother. Yes, move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous. We are able to go up and take that country. Yes, to possess our land from Jordan to the sea. Hallelujah, though the giants may be my way to England, God will surely give us victory, victory, move on. Oh yes, move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side of God. Move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side. Your hand, your hand, your hand. Complete, complete, complete in him. I am complete in him. Complete, complete, complete in him. I am complete. Sing it loud and clear. Complete. I'm completing him. Complete,
complete, complete, complete, complete.
Oh yes,
I am completing. Complete, complete, completing. I am completing. Thank you.
hands, your hands, your hands, your hands, your hands. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone.
Oh,
I am complete, 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 complete,
complete, complete.
There is no problem that I can solve, man. Jesus solves it all. There is no problem that I can solve, man. Jesus solves it all. There is no problem that I can solve, man. Jesus solves it all. Oh, I am complete. Lord and our God, we thank you for this morning. We praise your holy name, for you are a God of signs and wonders. There is none like unto you. Your power is the greatest power, and the power in the blood of Jesus has never lost its power. We give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. This morning, cause it to happen, Lord, that all your children that you have brought here by your own power, you will open doors of blessings unto them. In the name of Jesus, let every prayer arrow fire there this morning. Locate the enemy in the name of Jesus. Let your power come upon our lives and empower us to be strong. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord. Let's have a seat. God bless you. We're looking at what I call the agenda of the strong man. The agenda of the strong man. The agenda of the strong man. The Bible is not a book that wastes words. And the Bible is not a book that exaggerates. If the Bible says something is powerless, then it's powerless. If the Bible says something is strong, it means it must be strong. If the Bible said there is no peace, it means there is no peace. No matter what organization you put together, as far as the word of God says, there is no peace, there will be no peace. So the Bible does not waste words. In the book of Matthew chapter 12, Matthew chapter 12, look at these strange words in verse 29. I want you to notice the personality who is speaking. The personality who's saying it, that personality is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ himself. So it's a very serious matter. In Matthew chapter 12 verse 29, are we there, beloved? Say, or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house? There is a spiritual personality known as the strong man. And the strong man has a house and spoil his goods. The strong man has goods. Whether those goods belong to him or not is another story. Except he first bind that strong man. So if you want to enter into that house, the first thing is to bind the fellow. And then he will spoil his house. If Jesus said you will spoil his house, it means that the material that strong man has been keeping does not belong to the strong man, it belongs to somebody else. Meaning that one way or the other, this strong man is a thief. In the book of Mark chapter 3, Mark 3, I'm reading verse 27. Again, Jesus speaking. Just want you to see how seriously the Bible takes the matter. No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except he will first bind that strong man. and then he will spoil his house. The book of Luke also talks about the strong man. The book of Luke chapter 11. Look at what it says in verse 21. These words are not recorded for fun. Luke 11:21. When a strong man harmed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted, and divided his spoil. So the strong man is harmed, is keeping his palace. But thank God that somebody knows as a stronger man. So I'm going to look at this message through 7 subheadings very quickly. Number one is the reality of the strong man. The reality of the strong man. That has been well outlined in scripture. There is a spiritual force known as the strong man. While we were still having our 31st program and anointing service at the TBS, one day I think one of the meetings opened with this prayer point. And everybody should pray this loud and clear. You strong man, standing at the gate of my promised land, fall down and die. And people began to pray. There was a sister in that prayer meeting. Immediately we called that prayer point. The first one, she fell down. And she did not open her eyes or stand up for where she was until we said, let us share the grace. She woke up from this slumber. People beside her tried to wake her up. They didn't succeed. But then, in that sleep that she slept, she said she found herself before a big king. And this king had 5 wives. And she could recognize all those 5 wives as the 5 daughters of her mother. She was also dressing like one of them in that palace. For the first time, a battle started between this sister and the king. As of the time she came for the crusade, all 5 sisters had lost their marriages, including herself. But as the battle went on, while we were busy doing other things, she was able to take off the wedding ring of this king, threw it at the king. It was then she heard, let us hear the grace. That was all she saw for the 7 hours we were there. By the time she got home from Tafa Balewa Square, her husband was standing in the cold there waiting for her, begging and begging and begging. This is what happens when you deal with a strong man. So there is a reality of the strong man. In that same day, at that same crusade, some of the ushers here may remember, it was this same prayer point you were praying. And one brother vomited a snake, live snake. It had to be killed. Later, he was telling us that he came from one part of this country where they don't kill snakes. They worship the snakes. The snakes move in and out. They don't harm anybody. Nobody harms them. She didn't know that he had swallowed his own strong man that was controlling his life. This brother is the only person prospering the whole of the family now. I want you to understand the reality of the strong man. 1997, there was a brother here. He noticed that when somebody gets married in their family, within a few months, the wife will become so sick, and very soon she won't be able to come out again. It happened to the firstborn, secondborn, thirdborn, fourthborn. All the wives have been locked up. The ones that are not lame in the psychiatric hospital. So when it was getting to his turn to get married, it was then he joined the mountain of God. He began to pray. The Lord now showed him a revelation of what was going on. At the night of every wedding day, their mother used to pour water on the legs of these women, wash their legs in the water. The Lord said, well, if you want to escape, this strong man must not wash the leg of your wife. And the brother was planning in his head how to escape. They were planning to escape right from the reception. They planned a holy coup at the reception. So the bride should tell them that she wants to go to the toilet, to go and sit in the car. Then later the husband will say, close your eyes, everybody. I want all of you to pray this prayer for me. At the minute they close their eyes, you two should run away. and joined the wife inside the car. And that was how the boat escaped. There was uproar at the reception. The most angry person was the mother of the man. This is an insult. It's against the culture. This and that and that. They grabbed the poor pastor who was there. What happened? Where are they? Go and bring them. I said, I don't know where they were. But Nigerians, as part of that, they still ate everything. That reception. They didn't say the bride had disappeared. And they said, sorry, and they went away. Amen. This was how they escaped. By the next morning, this woman began to swell up. And in 3 days, she started to confess that she was the one that dealt with all the wives. Because she was afraid that once those people get married, they won't look after her. By the third day, she was gone. The reality of the strong man. Identity of the strong man. Who is the strong man? The strong man is the controller over a group of bad spirits. The controller over a group of bad spirits. Who is the strong man? The strong man is the ruling spirit over a group of wicked spirits. Who is the strong man? The strong man is the power source, the dominating influence in a particular situation. The power source, the dominating influence in a particular situation. I remember that our father in the Lord was telling us this strange story. He said there was a man in his church many years ago, that this was early 40s, and that the man was in serious trouble. So this man of God went into 7 days dry fast, and he asked the fellow to go into 7 days dry fast. Both of them were praying together. And on the seventh day, when the man of God wanted to break his fast, the Lord opened his eyes and said, son, look at the person you have been praying for. He said, in that revelation, was as if they opened up all the internal structure of that man. And there, he could see a king sitting inside him. And the Lord said, son, all your 7 days dry, I just remove all the servants and the houseboys. The strong man is still sitting inside. So, do you want to continue the fasting or you want to break? So the strong man is that power source. What is the strong man? It is the principal demon or the leading demon. The principal one, the leading one. Who is the strong man? The strong man is the key to setting a situation free. The key to setting a situation free. Who is the strong man? The strong man is the dominant evil power. Is the headmaster of the demonic power. That's what you call the strong man. Who is the strong man? He is the prison warden of the devil. Who will be at the gate, say, you are not coming out. So let me go. He said, no, you are not coming out. Who is the strong man? This is the main root that is energizing the problem. The main root energizing the problem. Who is the strong man? The strong man is the commanding general of the evil army. The commanding general of the evil army. That's who the strong man is. Who is the strong man? He is the spiritual sergeant major calling the evil commands. He will be the one who will order them to do this, to do that. Who is the strong man? The strong man is the captain of the stronghold. He's in charge of that stronghold. Who is the strong man? The strong man is the king in the palace of darkness. He's the king there. From him, the authority flows down. Who is the strong man? He is the senior serpent or senior scorpion. There are some small scorpions, some small serpents. This one is the senior one. When the Bible says you shall tread upon serpent and scorpion, the senior serpent, the senior scorpion is the strong man. Who is the strong man? The strong man is the stubborn power assigned to a problem. Who is the strong man? He is the ancestral power in charge of family bondages. I'm explaining this to you so you know how to pray this morning. Who is the strong man? The strong man is the principality in your own heavens. The principality in your own heavens. That is when you say, let the heavens of my prosperity open. Something says no. That's the principality in your own heavens. Who is the strong man? The strong man is the satanic prince over a particular territory. controlling a particular territory. And beloved, I tell you, as you move from place to place, you see different strong men ruling over particular areas. Meaning that the strong man can sit on the heavens and rule over the spirits on earth. Who is the strong man? The power that gives orders and strength to lower powers. That is from him lesser demons draw strength. Who is the strong man? The strong man is the Pharaoh amongst your pursuers. You can have pursuers, but the Pharaoh amongst them is the strong man. Who is the strong man? He is the Goliath amongst your pursuers. The Goliath amongst your aggressors. That's the strong man. Who is the strong man? The strong man is the arrowhead of your attackers. The arrowhead, the one that is leading it. Who is the strong man? He is the commander-in-chief of the spiritual armed robbery services. Commander-in-chief. Who is the strong man? He is the manager of the warehouse where they are caging people's blessings. Who is the strong man? He is the satanic angel that is challenging God in your life. Who is the strong man? Is that dominating, jealous spirit wife or spirit husband? I want you to understand this very well. Who is the strong man? He is the senior fisherman for Satan. Fishes for him. Is the power that confronts your angels of blessing. Strong enough to say, where are you going? Is the kind of prince that confronted the angel, bringing the answers to the prayers of Daniel. Who is the strong man? Is the chief ancestral demon. Who is the strong man? Is the first evil power to enter a particular area. The first one there to enter a particular area. I want you to understand these principles. Many years ago, when I was still working as a scientist, one lady professor started to invite me, come and eat. And I didn't want to go. But anyway, one way or the other, I visited the place. And she was reporting her daughter to me, 14 or 15-year-old girl. And she said, this girl does not sleep at home. This girl has no respect for anybody. This girl does not go to classes. As small as she is, this girl drinks alcohol. And she smokes. I said, really? This innocent looking girl? I said, yes. I said, Dr. Luka, maybe you can talk to her. While she went to her kitchen preparing food, I called the girl. I said, look, why are you doing all this? Your mother has been reporting you here. And I heard the voice of the Holy Spirit saying, don't you see the person sitting before you? Ask her to pray these prayers. So I said, okay, close your eyes. Let us pray. The blood of Jesus, wash my body, soul, and spirit. Instead of hearing blood of Jesus from my mouth, what I heard was a deep male voice. And the voice said, she's mine. Leave her for me. She's mine. Leave her for me. So I contested the voice. Say, no, she cannot be yours. Jesus died for her at the cross of Calvary. So what is your business? Leave her for me. That voice, speaking that she should be left for him, is the voice of the strong man. And you say, but this is very strange. Many of us say, if you pray to the level where you should pray, you may be amazed that certain things will scream and tell you they are going away. Close your eyes, beloved. Raise one hand to the heavenlies. Say, today, by the power in the blood of Jesus, the strong man shall die. In the name of Jesus. Today, by the power in the blood of Jesus, the strong man shall die. In Jesus' name we pray. Something is happening already. Characteristics of the strong man. Some of these I've already told you. He is strong. He is armed. He has a palace. He has warehouses. He guards what he has stolen. Those are the characteristics of the strong man. When the strong man is still inside, the other wicked spirits will always come back. The strong man can have human intermediaries. When there is a battle and the strong man is being challenged, the style of the strong man is that he will first of all send his children to go and fight before you now encounter him himself. And then listen to this very carefully. Every continent, every nation, every town, every village, every family has its own characteristic strongman attached to it. Every continent, every country, every town, every village, every family has its own characteristic strongman attached to it. A strongman could be attached to somebody's career. If you want to go forward, you will say no. A strong man could be attached to the business life of a person. A strong man could be attached to somebody's marriage. A strong man could be attached to somebody's work, to somebody's house, to your academics, to your finances. And until that strong man is identified and dealt with, problems continue. Sometimes that will just be temporary relief, and the problems will come back. It is a strong man that usually considers a person's body as his home. In the military, when the general surrenders, all troops under his command automatically surrenders with him. So the rule of the game is this. Whenever the strong man in somebody's life surrenders, which is what shall happen this morning, then all the other small, small ones have no option than to surrender. Try and understand, beloved. There is no Bible passage that says a Christian cannot have demons inside him. Christians can have anything they want, and yet they may have many things they don't want to in their bodies. There is no scripture that says immediately you get born again, your demons will leave. If you begin to rinse your plate in water, and or some certain food is dried on that plate, you need sponge to scrub it off. The strong man is that one that has stuck to the bottom of the plate. You need to scrub off. The other ones may just wash in water and they will go away. They may not even give you any fight. But when you now get to this one, you need to scrub it off. The rule of the strong man is government. The rule of the strong man. Most of the people, they are under a kingdom, a satanic kingdom, but they don't know. There is a particular satanic power over racial groups. You could ask the question, what is the strong man over your own nation? It is the duty of believers to identify it. What is the strong man over your village? It is to identify it. What is the strong man over your family? It is your duty to identify it. For some families, the strong man there is a eater of flesh and drinker of blood. Always there is dispute in that family. Pride, inconsistency. These are strong men. We need to discover the strong man over the situation that we have. Bind that strong man and set our lives free. The issue of strong man is more serious when we consider our individual lives. A business is at the point of breakthrough. Something goes wrong. Strong man has taken care. So perhaps you have been looking at yourself. Continuous failure. At the edge of success, frustration. Continuous disappointment. You notice that your expectations are always cut off. You notice this trend of bad timing, bad programming. You find that when you want to do a thing and they have about 200 to distribute, the person becomes number 201. They will have finished everything. You notice this chain going through and you notice that something is wrong somewhere. No matter what you do, just find the enemy looking at you straight in the eye. You are under the rule of a strong man and you need to identify him, bind him. Not only binding him, now have to spoil him to go and take away what is guarding in that place that belongs to you. What is the hook of the strong man? It has a hook to hook people. Hooks them. And if you don't know the hooks, and you're already hooked, there will be trouble. One of the most clever hooks of the strong man, which he has used very effectively, is ignorance. You don't know. When you don't know, and you don't agree that you don't know, then you are lost. It's as simple as that one. Strong man. Ignorance is a terrible thing. Ignorance of the word of God, ignorance of the enemies to fight, is a terrible thing.
You must know who Jesus is.
At the same time, you must know who the enemy is. That's hook number one. Ignorance is a terrible thing. Ignorance is a very horrible thing. Praise the Lord.
Just as the physical ignorance is very bad, spiritual ignorance is worse. Worse.
I had a friend many years ago, while teaching one day at the university, was a university lecturer. He fell down at the full glare of all the students and fainted. And you know university students, most of them were just laughing at him. They brought buckets of water in mockery and were pouring it on his head. Ordinarily, a cup of water would have been splashed on his face. They just marched and said, Master, don't faint. They carried buckets and poured everything. Many, many buckets. When he woke up and he found the faces of smiling students, was ashamed. He thought, how could I ever go back to this lecture room again? He now decided that this thing will not happen again. He ran to his father's village, and his father quickly took him to the chief native doctor. And that one said, no problem. You want to be free? Okay. You have to carry a he-goat and back the he-goat like a baby and go to the market, the central market in the village, and go around it 7 times during the market day. 7 times. The man said, a native doctor, but I'm a lecturer. I said, hey, you're a lecturer? Was it not in the lecture room you fell down? He said, do you have something more decent than that? It's okay. The other one is that you get a coconut and you remove your clothes. You go naked. Go and crack it at the crossroad in the middle of the night. Say, native doctor, supposing that I'm attacked or one of my students sees me like that. The man said, was it not the students who poured water on you? At that level, he said he was not doing it. He ran back to Jesus. His ignorance will have destroyed him. The Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Number two, hook, which the strong man has used so effectively, is evil name. Beloved, please check the name you are bearing. Don't worry whether the name is taken from the Bible or from any other book. Check very well. Some believers now, they wake up in the morning and call themselves Job. The meaning of Job is hated, persecuted. That's the name you gave yourself. Meaning that if they call you Job 30 times in a day, hated, persecuted, hated, that's what they are calling. And if they call you Job 30 times in a day, multiply 30 times in a day with 365 days. You see how many times in a year human beings will use the amount to issue curses on you. Hated, persecuted, hated, persecuted. I'm yet to see a man bearing Job who does not have serious trouble. Some sisters will sit down and say, which name do you want to bear? Say, okay. Call me Mary, Miriam. The meaning of that name is bitterness and rebellion. Read your Bible well and be sure you know what name you have given to yourself. Say, but this one says Bible name. Yes. Find out the meaning. One man of God changed his name from Paul to David. And the reason he's changing from Paul to David, he came to understand that Paul means small. So Paulina, it means small. So if they call you Paulina 10 times a day, they are calling you small, 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 small. So they are saying the person will never get big. I want you to understand this very well, so you know where you are going. Don't bear a name because it sounds so good. Some sisters call themselves Selina. Selina means moon. The moon only comes out at night. Where do you go from there? Let's not go to the Nwosu one and Fawale and Ogun something, those ones. The agenda of those ones is very clear. They told you. Very clear. You are Fawale and you say you don't need deliverance. You are Faroti something. You don't need deliverance. You need. So you have to be very, very careful the kind of name you bear. The strong man will use it against you. The third hook of the strong man is unconfessed sin. Proverbs 28:13. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper. He that confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Some think that if they don't confess their sins to God, God never knows about it. When God forgives sins, he blots them off. So if you have some sin you are just keeping and you refuse to confess it, it's enough hook for the strong man to come upon you. and to hold the person tight. The other time a woman came to me crying, serious crying, at the age of 42 and on the deathbed of her mother. Because then the mother said, well, sorry, your father is from one place in the north. Wow. The name of your father is Azan. But the person I transfer your pregnancy to, somebody else. That one is Yoruba. So I just want to confess this to you before she died. So, okay, fine. You say at 42 you are telling me Azan. Where can I find the Azan now? The mother said the Azan died 20 years ago. So, but mama, this is unfair. This is unfair. This is unfair. Amen. I want you to understand that sin that that woman did not confess until she got to the deathbed was what put her on that deathbed and gave her a life of suffering. A life of suffering. The fourth hook of the strong man is unforgiving spirit. I will say, when you pray, forgive. The fifth hook is occultic involvement. Occultic involvement. All the demonic materials in the house, we cannot bind the strong man under that situation. If you come from a family where they are all lodge members, you need to pray and set yourself free. The sixth hook of the strong man is covenant with idols. Once a person has given up to an idol, the strong man will use that to pursue you. There are some cities in this Nigeria. If you are born there, don't deceive yourself. Just go for deliverance. Don't argue with anybody because of the enshrined idolatry in the place. I know there is a town in this country that you find practically a shrine at the back of every house. If you are from there, don't deceive yourself. Remove your three-piece suit and go for deliverance. There is no way you will not need it. The seventh hook is the effect of a curse. If the person is working under a curse, the strong man will pursue that curse. So the prayer meeting today is to challenge this strong man and recover your blessings. And recover your blessing. The Bible says, why do the kings so furiously rage together? Why do the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth rise up and they took counsel together against the Lord and against Jesus Christ. It is not small powers that will take counsel against God and against Jesus. These are the powers we call the strong man. The sixth thing is this. The binding of the strong man. We have talked about the reality of the strong man. We talk about the identity of the strong man. We talk about the character of the strong man. We talk about the rule of the strong man. We talk about the hook of the strong man. Now we're talking about the binding of the strong man. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. Colossians 2:15 says, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. And having spoiled principalities and power, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. The Bible says, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. So the initiative for the binding is from the earth. Then the heavens will now respond. You bind nothing here, the heaven too will bind nothing. When the Bible says bind, the bind means several things. To bind means to stagnate. To bind means to polarize. That is, you tell the person this is the direction. Don't come back here. To bind means to paralyze. To bind means to make it hard for someone to move. To bind means to yoke. The first prayer is to bind that strong man. Then the last thing we want to look at about the strong man, the spoiling of the strong man. What does the Bible mean when it says spoil it? It means to snatch away, to remove things by force, to seize things from him, to carry off the thing as a spoil. The Bible says all this you can do if you deal with that strong man. If a strong man is in charge of your situation, you may notice that you are making unpardonable mistakes. You find that you'll be messing up with your breakthroughs. You find that the enemy will just sit in a particular place and to unseat him will be very troublesome for you. If you are then very unfortunate and you have strong men in your family line. A single one in the family is enough to destroy the whole family. Gideon eventually relocated his family back to poverty. From something, they now became zero. He had 70 sons from various wives. He was not satisfied. He had an extra one with a prostitute outside. That one now became a strong man and killed 69 of Gideon's children this morning. If you don't want us to pray the prayer about strong man today, we can make it another time. But if you are going to pray about it this morning, it's not ice cream prayer. It's not prayer you just joke. It's not prayer we joke with. It's not prayer you just shake your head. Because this thing that we want to tackle now, there are things that people have been struggling with for years. If you pray this prayer from the bottom of your heart, you'll be amazed at what the Lord will do in your life. Rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. All eyes closed. Many, many strange things are going to happen here this morning. Because the power of God will move in a mighty way. And as that power is moving, many yokes and bondages shall be broken. And the children of Jacob shall now possess their possession. Get yourself ready. All eyes closed. But you see, if you are here this morning, you are not born again. You have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus. You cannot bind any strong man. You cannot spoil his goods. But if you are here, you say, yes, enough is enough. I want to bind the strong man. And you have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus. Right there where you are, while all eyes are closed, just raise up your right hand. I want to surrender your life to Jesus today. Today, raise it up very well. And those of you raising up your right hand, just say what I'm going to say after. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, beloved, listen. Listen very carefully. There are people here this morning, they have covenants of poverty, sponsored by the strong man. People here this morning, if things had worked normally, they're supposed to be multimillionaires now giving to the things of God. People here this morning, the evil medical report in your hand was written by the strong man. All this scarcity of helpers was caused by the strong man. All the things moving about in the body is the strong man. All the having certificates with nothing to do with them and profitless jobs is the strong man. You will now open your mouth like fire and like thunder. This first prayer point will release breakthroughs unto thousands of people here. I want you to pray it with fire and with thunder. I want you to pray it with all your might. Every strong man of my father's house. Can I hear you say this loud and clear? I'm sure you can shout it louder than that. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare this body. This is not the time to negotiate. Masitakaya boshente yaboraba. Ribosoponde kaya boshente yaba. Aha, aha, aha. Open your mouth and declare it. Yes. 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 Let the power of God begin to move. 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 Masetaya boko shentaya boraba karabo sentaya ba. Pali tatya. Narida kasetaya bo shenta. Yes. Yes, today there will be no negotiation. They must let you go. 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 In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus. 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 Masepo da kaya bo shente ra bo kora baraba. Yes, they must let you go. They must let you go. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Masete ya boko shente ya boko rabo sapo la balaba. Riboko panda kasete ya boko shente ya ba. Masete ya boko shente ya boraba. Yes. 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 There's the power of God. There's the power of God. There's the power of God. Yes, I must be releasing the heavens. Don't get you your breakthroughs here this morning. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. That's better. Very good. Very good. Yes. It's happening already. I told you that this one will release thousands unto their breath. That evil mark that has been put on you. Helpers are running away. Those evil marks are being rubbed off. And those powers that are contesting your promotion, they have all been dismantled. That's right. That's right. Every strong mark of my mother's heart. In the name of Jesus. Yes, deal with that one. My potter said to Kaya Boshenta. There must be solution. 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 Let the spirit of solution begin to flow. Flow, 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 flow. Let the spirit of solution to every situation. Let the spirit of solution begin to flow. 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 Masapona kaya bo shente ra bo kora bo shente ya ba. Riboko penda sapela bo kora ba. There must be solution. There must be solution. There must be solution. In the name of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. That's right. Yes, sir. Those things have eaten or swallowed. I challenge those internal strong men. I challenge them. I challenge them. I challenge them. Right there where you are. Loose your hold. 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 In the name of Jesus. Aha. Aha. Something wants to happen now. Because you want to battle two strong men. One of them is looking like an old man in rags. You will open your mouth like fire and like thunder. Strong man of poverty. Can you say it with holy anger? Can you say it louder than that? Your time is up. Yeah! In the name of Jesus. Your time is up. 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 Masika poya bo shendera bo kolaba. Riba sependa kaya bo shente ya baraba. Your time is up. Your time is up. Your time is up. Today is today. Masika poya bo shente ya ba.
Moya pa dasa chika. Bopala basapala kayaba. Bari makapanda kayaba shanta yabo. Makariba sapala kayaba. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes. Look at it happening now. Look at it happening now. Look at the prosperity being released. Being released, being released. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to open your mouth and say this loud and clear. Witchcraft strong man. Your time is up. If you are afraid, don't pray this particular prayer. Anything can happen. Can I hear everybody saying that loud and clear? Say it louder than that. Shout it louder than that. In the name of Jesus. Their time is up. 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 Masataya Bokoya Boshentaya Boraba. Their time is up. Their time is up. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Possess your possession. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Yes. Now, you're on your own now. You will now mention particular situations concerns your life. You will pray like this. Every strong man attached to my career. Then you will put in what you want. Put in your business if you want. Put in your family. Put in your children. Put in your marriage. Once you notice that the enemy is battling you in that area, you want to pray this prayer 3 hot times. Every strong man attached to my career, in the name of Jesus. Yes. Be specific now. That is it. There must be a manifestation of the power of God, 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 of the power of God. Yes, every strong man attached to my life, attached to my calling, attached to my marriage, attached to my career. Die in the name of Jesus. Yes, that is the power of God. That is the power of God. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. In Jesus' name we pray. Get yourself ready. We need to pray that one 3 times. Pray 3 times. And the manifestation is immediate. It's immediate. Immediate. Strong man attached to my career. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Spirit of the living God, move.
move.
Aha! Yes! Don't negotiate! Don't negotiate! Sight! Masopola kaya boshente ya bokoraba. Mapora de sete la kaya boshente ya boraba. De sete ya bokopo ya boshente ya bokoraba. Aha! Release that head. Release that head. Release the chest. Release the stomach. Release the organs to the body. Release it. Release it. In Jesus' name we pray. Get yourself ready. This is the third time. Get yourself ready. This is the third time. Yes. This is the third time. I mean, enough is enough. Many of us here have suffered for too long. Power has to change hands, and the children of Jacob must possess their possession. Every strong man attached to my career, yeah! In the name of Jesus, aha, 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 aha. Yes. Yes, Yes, there's a power of God. Let there be silence now. Yes. Silence. That's right. The Spirit of God is going from person to person and is dealing with individual strongmen as you have addressed in your mouth. Masika tondaya boshendira. Rimonaka ponda kasete la boko ya boshetia. Datsaponte katela bosopola kaya bosha. Roboka ponda sapolaba. Yes, all that day, the days of warfare, that the enemy has been battling your marriage, battling your promotion, battling your career, has come to a close today. Yes, get yourself ready. Lay your hand on your chest now. This is the final prayer point you want to pray before we go home. Please, I beg you, pray this with all your heart. Internal strong man! With all your roots. Can you say it again loud and clear? Say it louder than that. Shout it louder than that. In the name of Jesus. Command eternal strong man to come out. With all his roots. In the name of Jesus. With all his roots. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Silence. There are 10 persons, even as they are standing there, witchcraft arrows are coming out of their body. 10 of them, it's happening. And the fire of God mopping up some stubborn sicknesses. Those dreams of death have been canceled. the tastelessness in the mouth that the enemy wants to use as a forerunner to put infirmity on you as he mobbed away. And as many people as are in this meeting this morning and they are desiring divine promotion, right there where you are, the power of God has made you to possess your possession. Glory be to the name of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As many people as believe that the Lord has touched them this morning, I want them to sing this song louder than the next person close to them. Sing it with all your might, believing God. He has promised he will never fail. I will hang on him. I will hang on him. He has promised he will never fail. His faithfulness is forevermore. His faithfulness is forevermore. He has promised he will never fail. I will hang on him. I will hang on him. He has promised he will never fail. His faithfulness is forevermore. His faithfulness.
John. What manner of man is Jesus?
Hallelujah.
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 He makes that cripple walk.
Hallelujah.
He makes that blind to see. Hallelujah. Oh yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus sits on the royal throne. Jesus sits on the royal throne. Alpha sits on the royal throne. Omega sits on the royal throne. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
He has promised he will never fail. I will hang on him. I will hang on him. He has promised he will never fail. His faithfulness is forevermore. His faithfulness is forevermore. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I speak unto you now by the spirit of prophecy, that this month shall be a month of signs and wonders for you. I'm beginning from today. Any strong man attached to any stubborn situation in your life is permanently buried. In the name of Jesus. Every power that does not want to see you around. Every power that does not want to see your business around. Every power that does not want to see your promotion. We bury that power this morning in the name of Jesus. I cover your miracle with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship.